Alright, here we go. Niños y niñas. Señores y señoritas. Luchadores and luchadores. The Trinity Topics Network. That's right. The Trinity Topics Network is going to bring to you LuChat. LuChat is a podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. And I'm the host, Finn Fish, and this is the 54th installment of LuChat. And on this week's show, we're going to cover episode 2 of season 3 titled The Amulet. And we're going to get into a bit of Lucha news. We're going to see who wanted to chit chat this week. And we're going to let you know about what happened at the Paragon Pro Wrestling event. But first, let's see how you guys are doing. That is fabulous. I like it. For me, like I said, I went to the Paragon Pro Wrestling event. And this coming weekend, I'm going to go to the Lucha Libre Las Vegas event, which I'm going to see Mariachi Loco is there. But Loco Beware, the guy I wanted to meet. I also wanted to meet Mariachi Loco. So that's going to be pretty cool too, because he's part of Lucha Underground as Sinestro de la Mortes. So that's going to be a cool event. The Mac is going to be there as well. So there's two people from Lucha Underground. Got my Lucha Underground t-shirt pressed and ready to go. Yes, it's just a t-shirt, but you know, I'm gonna dress it up just a little, look, you know, look nice out there. Especially, I'm gonna be downtown afterwards. I'm gonna get some drinks and hang out for a bit, so that's gonna be pretty cool. Let me tell you how to reach the show. One is on Twitter. Retweet anything you talk about with Lucha Libre, and that is Finfish SCU on Twitter. You got an email you want to send me, it's easy. You go to my Gmail account. It is finfishscu@gmail.com. And still, the most popular way to reach the show is through the chat line. A lot of people will chat with me on there. And it is 702-803-2428. 702-803-CHAT. And I will answer you with the quickness on there. So, in that case, we're going to talk about a few people had wanted to come on to LuChat just to discuss some Lucha Libre and things like that. And they're having a problem not reaching the show, but they don't think they have the right setup to be on live radio. It's simple. You got a phone. And what we had done with the chat line, the 702-803-2428 number, is when you call me, I'm able to record your record our conversation. It will tell you that we are recording, so it won't be surprised to you that I am recording your conversation. And then when you hang up, it just, you know, whatever. Or you can hang up when you hear that the conversation. And in the conversation, I could, you know, hey, I don't want this on the record. You know, we could stop the recording there and continue talking, or you know, start it back up in the middle of this phone call. So that is going to be a feature we're going to use. We're going to use that for one of our interviews, but something happened with that. But we still have the setup, proper setup for that. So that's what we're going to use, like I said, this weekend for one of the listeners of another podcast, and he wants to come on, and I want to spoil it. But yeah, so if you don't think you have, you know, the proper technology to get on, you don't have Skype, your Wi-Fi is wacky, all you need is just a good phone signal, and we can have a conversation through there. We're running through some filters and make sure it sounds crisp and cool for all the ladies and gentlemen out there that want to listen to this show. All right, we're going to start off with some Lucha news, or pretty much a Lucha reminder, about Prince Puma. Yes, people, the WWE has Prince Puma on their radar, but they have to wait until the end of the season 3 airing before they can really take Prince Puma, because that's a part of his Lucha Underground contract. And so if he does go, it won't be until like June, if anything, that the other reports I am reading. And the WWE has had their eyes on a few more Lucha Underground talents. We already know a guy like King Cuerno was on their radar. But believe it or not, Melissa Santos, I remember me reporting that as well. And in case we didn't know. Also, Johnny Mundo is also on the WWE radar. So, yeah, a lot of big talents. And Melissa Santos is, you know, would be a big come up, especially with Lillian Garcia bobbing in and out all the time. I think she's out of the WWE at this current day, but they like, you know, women ring announcers. So she does great in Lucha Underground. So why not pick her up as well? And in some other news, we have Herberto El Patron. You guys might know him as Herberto Del Rio, is going to return to AAA under the El Patron name. Last year, around this time, Alberto Del Rio left AAA to go to WWE, and he was still the AAA Mega Champion at the time, so they had to forfeit the title, and which Tejano holds right now. But I thought he was banned or banished, but it looks like he's going to come up in a few more dates here. I'll give you some more information on exact dates, but it looks like he re-signed. Hopefully he can go back after the AAA Mega Champion. I like that he brought it over to Lucha Underground. And hopefully Lucha Underground allows him to come back as well. He didn't leave on bad terms with them, but he really left on bad terms with AAA. But good for Alberto El Patron. He was very good on the independent scene when he was underneath the El Patron name. I got to see him live during the ROH show. And you know, I watched my AAA, and I, you know, definitely watched Lucha Underground listening to this podcast. So I got to see him wrestle in three different companies, and I like his style better on the independent scene, which comes with a lot of guys, but his intensity is a lot better. You know, no one's mocking him for saying pedo too many times, because guess what? That's what they say down in Mexico. That is the word they use most common. So I get that, and I like that, and hopefully El Patron comes back hot and on fire. And that's going to be all for the Lucha News this week. No ratings. I haven't seen anyone posting any ratings, so we're going to have to find another method to finding the ratings for the episodes of Lucha Underground, but we'll get on that definitely. And if you know where they are, just let me know, and I'll report that as well. But, man, we got a great episode to get into. We're going to get more in-depth in Katrina's story. This is where we're going to have the chit-chats. This is what I like about the show. When people ask questions, we're going to answer them during the recap of the show. So it just blends in more just beautifully. And what do? We hit that fighting music as we get into episode 2 of season 3, The Amulet. And we start this episode off inside of the police station, or I think they have some bunker or whatever, where we have Cortez Castro, Joy Ryan, and Detective Vasquez listening in on the conversation between Dario Cuarto and Mr. Cisco, and they're saying this is around the end of Ultima Lucha Dos Part 2, and they're just listening in on what happened to Cortez Castro. And Mr. Cisco's like, hey, we have Dario Cuarto on murder. And the cop says, nah, that's nothing. This is bigger than that. It's bigger than some street thug. And Cortez Castro goes, no, it's not. Mr. Cisco was my friend. Now, we're in the temple current day as Matt Stryker and Vampiro welcome us to the temple as the chimps play. Mincinta Santos is in the ring. And our first lucha of the night is Dr. Wagner Jr., accompanied by his nurse Brittany and Famous B, and his opponent Mascarita Sagrada. And that's pretty much it, because that match didn't even last this long. Mascarita did get a head scissors in, comes off the ropes, hits him. Dr. Wagner hits him with a Dr. Driver. 1, 2, 3. That's it. So your winner of this lucha is Dr. Wagner Jr. We come out of commercial break, and now we are in the Mayan times. As this dying man hands over an amulet to a little girl that says this has special powers and that only work with females. And I need you to have this because 1,000 years from now, there's going to be a big war coming, and I need you to be prepared for it. The little girl does not want to take it, but eventually she does. And now we are in somewhat present times as we see Detective Vasquez holding a half of that amulet in her hand as Mr. Sisko walks in. She puts it away and she suspends Mr. Sisko because she believes that he tipped off Dario Cuarto or something like that, gave over the footage to someone else, the reason why Dario Cuarto got arrested. All this is happening, this part is happening at the end of Ultima Lucha. At the commercial break, we have Arjenis in the ring for our second Lucha of the Night, as we have Arjenis taking on Mir Mortez. And this is another squash match, but at least Arjenis gets a couple moves in, as Mir Mortez hits the trident, they call it, and he picks up Arjenis for the flatliner. And it's funny enough because Matt Stryker's doing the beep beep beep, and then just for the flatline, pins him easy pleasy. Katrina comes into the ring to give Arjenis the lick of death, and out of nowhere, Prince Puma pounces on Mil Mortez, having Mil Mortez retreat to the back. Mil Mortez gathers himself like he wants some of Prince Puma, and Katrina says, "Ah, no, not right now." And here comes our first person who I wanted to chit chat. And that is Anna New Orleans. You know my friend Anna New Orleans. She's been on the show a few times, and her love for Lucha Libre is large. And what's larger than that is her love for Arjenis and his family. And she's wondering, when is Arjenis going to win? And Anna, I'm sorry to say, this is probably the only luchador that just constantly loses. Mascarita Sagrada, he loses, but at least he's in the storyline. Arjenis probably needs a storyline for him to go on, as when he was a part of the Disciples of Death, at least he was winning, but he needs a storyline first. So it's a great talent to have. He can step up at any time of the day. It's just he's in a bad spot at this time. No storyline, nothing going for him. Now we're in Dario Cuarto's office, as Dario Cuarto just steps in, looks around, looks a little nervous. He's straightening up everything, tidying up just a little. Some stuff is out of place. And then steps Joey Ryan, and Joey Ryan goes, he's here because he's a friend, and he knows he killed Mr. Sisko. Dario Cuarto goes to speak, goes, "No, don't worry. I come here as a friend. I know a lot of things about you, but I've been protecting you. I'm the guy on the inside. And for me to be a double agent, you know, I'm gonna need some repercussions, you know. Me and my partner." He goes, "Your partner?" "Yeah, my partner, Cortez Castro." And he goes, "But Joy Ryan has child support to pay, so Joy Ryan needs to get paid." Dario Cuarto looks at him, hands him over a wad of money, and that's about it. And I feel Joy Ryan. I understand it, brother. You know, the struggle's hard. Do what you can, man, but that's a kind of a shady way to do it. We come out of commercial break as, I'm at Captain Vasquez. I think I called her detective earlier. It's sitting at her desk as Cortez Castro walks in. She goes, "Wow, what are you doing here?" He goes, "You know, I know what side I'm on now. I'm on your guys' side." She goes, "That's great. Now you can get back into the temple." And if anyone had Cortez Castro dying, man, it looks like his time is up now that we see that Dario Cuarto knows that he's an undercover cop. So this is a lot of intriguing storyline happening at this moment. And now we go into our final Lucha of the Night. And it is a Weapons of a Mass Destruction match, as we have Killshot taking on Marty the Moth Martinez. And damn, I'm going to stop you all right here. Every week, I'm glad you guys listen to Luke Chat. I'm so happy. I love doing this show. And if you're not watching Lucha Underground and you're listening to this show, this is a great match between two guys that aren't that high on the card. This is just a spectacular brawl. Some good storytelling in this match. So what we're going to do here, we're just going to give you some sub parts, but trust me, get out there and watch this match. I know 100% sure that Lucha Underground shows us on their Facebook page. They show highlights. And this match is full of just pure violence. And that's good, especially when there's not two big names. Like I'm saying, this is a great match. But before the bell even starts, Killshot attacks Martin Moff. Martin Moff is full looking like he's an army. You know, he's all dressed up in his army gear. And it's like weapons of just, you know, missiles, you know, crates full of grenades. You know, they're not real, nothing like that. But just bunkers being built all around. So that is super cool. The scene, the ambiance, the decorations they put up for this match. They even have netting, all this. This is an eye-pleasing match. And these fools fight and fight. I can't say nothing more about it. Please check this match out. Oh my God. Marty Moff was cut up from the beginning. He wrestled 20 minutes. I looked. They wrestled a little bit more than 20 minutes, I have to say. But I looked at the time and I'm like, man, they're taking these guys a lot of time for the main event. So that means something else is happening after the show. They just took up all the time. They ate up all the time with this match, which was spectacular. A great story told. Check this match out. We're just going to have to run into the finish of this match. There's so much excitement happening in this match. But we have Killshot laid across a table inside the ring. Marty Moff is climbing a ladder. Inside the ring, he's climbing up on a ladder to, I guess, pounce down upon Killshot. Killshot like wakes up, starts climbing the ladder, and these two are brawling up this ladder, you know, on top of this ladder. Killshot gets a nice clean hit on Marty the Moth. Marty the Moth is dazed. He goes to try to shove him off, but Mariposa Martina, you know, Marty the Moth's sister, climbs up there. She's trying to stop Killshot from giving the kill shot. We have Killshot kicking her off into the table that was meant for him. Now, Martin Moff regains his composure and they start brawling again on top of this ladder. This ladder is at least a 20-foot ladder. They start fighting. Behind this whole time, behind Martin Moff is a table as well. Killshot gets another upper hand by grabbing the balls of Martin Moff and headbutting him. So it's funny because it's like nuts and headbutts, but he starts headbutting and kicking him. And then now Killshot makes his way to the side of the ladder where Marty the Moth is and starts just kicking him down, down, down. Marty the Moth is in position. We see Killshot just leap off the ladder while Marty the Moth is still on the ladder, driving him down through the table. 1, 2, 3, your winner, Killshot. And damn, baby, that little part took me that long, but it was just so spectacular. Check that one out. I'm telling you, it's worth it. You know, with Lucha Underground, that's not it. So we go now backstage where we have Mil Muertes screaming, he wants Puma. Katrina says, nah, you'll get Puma, just not right now. Just hold on, you'll get what you want. As she pulls out the other half of the amulet, and that's how we go off the air. And we have one of our people who had wanted to chit chat. That is none other than the Twisted Savage. He's been on the show a few times as well, and he's just said, hey, I bet you Katrina and Captain Vasquez are sisters. And I'm like, this is before Lucha Underground. He had gotten to watch it earlier than me that day. And I was like, I don't know. And watching the show, I was like, oh, no. Maybe so, because we all know Katrina is immortal, and I didn't know that Captain Vasquez was immortal herself, you know, holding half of that amulet there. I want to say medallion so many times, but that amulet. So that's great. I mean, wow. This is what another thing I like about Lucha Underground. These stories are so intricate, so intertwined. Maybe that's why they get older, because they don't have the full amulet. I don't know. It just puts my brain in a spin, like trying to think up how they are thinking and what's going on. But I think it's pretty cool. It pulls into the storyline. Like, this big war is going. Maybe are they twins, just I don't know, but when they showed that little girl, it was the little girl was by herself. So maybe one person stole half of it. I don't know. I just so intrigued to find out what happens. And once I know what happens, I'm going to let you know what happens. And that's what I like so much about Lucha Underground. And just in case anyone missed it, we're going to give you the recap of the matches. We had Dr. Wagner Jr. beating a squash match, beating the Masquerita Sagrada. Another squash match where we had Mir Mortez beating Arjanes, poor Arjanes. And Killshot getting his dog tags back. And the big victory over Marty the Marf Martinez. And that's pretty much it for Lucha Underground this week. Man, if you guys got any questions or anything, remember to hit me up on the various locations. I'm always glad to answer questions, always offering my insight on Lucha Underground. And even AAA, if you want to get into that as well, how none of these stories combine. None of these stories, which is good, you know. I like that aspect of it. And maybe you guys got some ideas who's coming up next or what. Just if you want to talk Lucha, you find me and we'll talk Lucha Libre all day, my friend. And with that being said, we're going to get into Paragon Pro Wrestling, because I went to the Paragon Pro Wrestling event and I had a great time, funny enough. I just go because I'm into wrestling, and you know, that's what. If you're into wrestling, you go to wrestling shows. And especially them being on the Fight app, it helps, because I watched the first tapings that I was at earlier today, because they do their tapings on Thursday. So, I mean, they show the airings on Thursday, so that was pretty cool. I didn't get to see myself on TV, which when I do, I usually take a picture of myself. but the whole tapings, it wasn't so spectacular. But one thing that happened before the tapings even started, this girl and her, this guy, you know, they give out prizes and stuff. And this girl gets into the ring and she got proposed to by her, boyfriend or now her fiance, which that was pretty cool. Cause usually the guy I go with to watch wrestling and go to our wrestling events, Mike, every time we go out somewhere, oddly enough, people are always getting married. It is just hilarious. We went to the topless pool last year for my birthday. And, someone got married there. Kind of funny. But, something else that was pretty cool. This Mikey O'Shea never gave this guy a chance. I went to the bathroom during his match. This guy ended up, getting a dusty finish, winning the title. That was pretty cool. The crowd was popping. They were loud for that one. But I don't want to spoil too much more of the event, but it was so good. But the biggest thing happened when I was there. These ladies, they're there to see a particular wrestler. I figured out who it was just easily. But they're a part of Tough Enough. This is an MMA fighting, amateur MMA show that they're holding out in Henderson, downtown Henderson. I particularly don't go downtown Henderson just because, you know, they have great casinos and great food. Just really nothing else to do down there. Plus, you're in Kentucky. If you're from Las Vegas, you'll get that. But they're going to have an event down there, and she's offering us to get us free tickets. I'm like, cool, you know? So that's September 30th, and man, that's another show I'll be catching in this month, because, you know, this weekend I'll be going to Lucha Libre Las Vegas the 18th, which is my daughter's birthday, which is not going to be too awesome, but I get around that. I got her some cool stuff this year. So, so many shows, so much time I have on my hands, and I just want to go to them all. But one odd thing that had happened. I know, I just recently remembered that Paragon Pro Wrestling had blocked me on Twitter. Because a little bit more than a year ago, maybe 2 years ago at this time, my Twitter had got hacked. And we have sorted that out, but maybe that's the reason. I don't know, but I like their product. And, but I promote other products everywhere else. But I asked them on Facebook, because I have them on Facebook, what is the name of the theme song that you guys use for TV show and Fight? And they never got back to me. They're iffy. The wrestling is good, but their personnel is kind of stinky, dude. You could just tell me, you could give me some answer. I haven't gotten an answer yet. So that kind of sucks, you know. Just give me a song. I eventually listened to the lyrics enough to, like, type them in, and I got the exact song I was looking for. And that's the song that's playing for this. That's the song we're going to play when we talk about Paragon of Pro Wrestling. And we're going to end this up right here. And I'm so glad that you had one of the chats. I am so thankful you wanted to listen to a podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. I am grateful for the Trending Topics Network for letting me put this on their network. And I am grateful for all of you that continuously spreads the word of Luchat. Hopefully next week we get some guests on here. And if you want to be one, go ahead and reach the show in the many various ways to do so. But for now, adios.